One of the classic symbols for Christmas is a candy cane. And parents, you will not be surprised to know that a candy cane is made almost totally of sugar, with a little bit of peppermint. It also, if you are a boy, it makes a great sword or gun, right? But a candy cane is not merely a secular thing. In fact, it is what we might call sacramental in a broader sense. It is meant to point us towards God. In fact, it was created that way. It was a choir master in the 1600s in Cologne, Germany, who, for his Christmas Eve reenactment of the Nativity, wanted to quiet down all the children at Mass. And so he went to a local candy maker and asked that the candy maker make some sugar sticks that they could hand out to the little kids, and they would stick in their mouth, and they would be quiet while the choir sang during the reenactment of the Nativity. Now, to justify having candy in church, he decided that he would do some things to it to make it have some religious symbolism. One is this crook at the top. Another, the white stripes, and a third, the red stripes. Now, out of our children here, who can tell me this little bend at the top? What was that meant to symbolize? Anybody know? The J for Jesus. No. That's a modern interpretation, but a good guess. No, it's actually to be held like this, and this is how you usually see them. What's this bend in the top supposed to symbolize? The God is always with us. No. Good guess, because that's true. Very good. The shepherd's stick or the shepherd's staff. You see, a shepherd would have a staff that he walked along with shaped like this, and he would use the hook in the end to pull his sheep back and to pull them to safety. If they began to stray, he could kind of tap them along or maybe even grab them by the neck. Or if a sheep got away, and sometimes they would go down looking for food and they might get in a very precarious spot, the shepherd could actually grab the whole sheep by the neck with the hook and lift them up to safety. Doesn't sound very comfortable, does it? And often that's our experience when God pulls us back from danger. It doesn't feel good at first. It's like this hook coming around our neck and dragging us back to God. But is it worth it? Yes, because it saves us from death. Kids, when your parents discipline you, does it feel good? No. But you learn that what the good is, and your parents are teaching you to keep going towards God and not to go astray, not to go off on another path, or worse yet, to do something that might kill your soul. When your parents discipline you, it's like that shepherd reaching out with that hook, pulling the sheep back. It doesn't feel good at the time, but it's a heck of a lot better than getting your soul in eternal trouble. What about the white stripes? Anybody know what the white stripes on the candy cane symbolize? No one? Okay, we're going to give you a second chance here. Very good. He said the pureness of God, the purity of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ became a man as a little baby, he had absolutely no sin, no original sin, no personal sin. But don't let that tempt you into thinking that he didn't get tempted. Jesus went out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and we believe that he underwent every major temptation that we undergo. He experienced envy and greed, sloth, lust, all the seven deadly sins. Kids, it's very tempting, especially this time of year, to give in to greed or envy. Greed says, I want more, I want more, I want more. But Jesus teaches us to say, I want less, I want less. I want less. And we see that reflected in this little child. He was God, and he became less, a little baby. Envy says, you know what? I really like what that person has over there. I really want it. Instead of being satisfied with what we have. Jesus underwent all those temptations, and the white reminds us that he was able to remain pure. And here's the other myth, if you will. To think that we can't be pure too. Yes, it is a struggle. We have concupiscence, this tendency to sin. But we also have grace that St. Paul says abounds, meaning goes beyond the bounds of sin. Children, are you called to be saints? Are you going to be saints? Yes. Absolutely everybody in this room, God has made, formed, created to be a saint. And you may not have a statue of you someday, but you will be a saint if you let that shepherd keep you on the path. Now there's one more stripe on this candy cane. It's red. Does anybody know what the red stripe on the candy cane symbolizes? I believe I saw this hand up first. What's the red stripe on the candy cane symbolize? Very good. Jesus' blood. Because Jesus died for us on the cross, shedding his blood so that we could have eternal life. And what's such an interesting fact to me, and I think is worth pondering in our prayer over the next day, Jesus came as a little baby born to die. Born to die. He had one purpose coming into this world, didn't he? To die for our sins. And so here's a baby whose only purpose, or whose main purpose, is to die. To shed his blood for you and I. Now you might say, well, Father, that kind of puts a damper on Christmas, doesn't it? No. The joy that we experience at Christmas and the joy that we experience because of the Christ child is the same joy that we should experience because Jesus shed his blood for us. It's a gift. The most wonderful gift. And so, brothers and sisters, when you look at a candy cane this Christmas, remember the Good Shepherd, John 10. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. First, he is a shepherd. He will bring us back, and we must let him bring us back. We must be docile like sheep, letting him bring us, even sometimes by the neck, back into the fold. He is also good, and what it means to be truly good is to be holy and to be pure. And the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, and we are called to do the same, to lay down our lives for one another, not by having envy, wanting what other people have, or greed, wanting more, but saying to God, we want less so that we can have you more.